This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This afternoon, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra announced it is postponing its season-opening concert, which was set for this Thursday, and all concerts through November 8th because of the ongoing contract dispute with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra musicians who are locked out right now. Dr. Stanley Romenstein is president and CEO of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Dr. Romenstein, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. It's always good to talk with you.
First of all, the musicians offered to do what's called a pay and play. Why not go ahead and just do that while you keep talking?
Dennis, a pay and play is a very attractive idea, but it suggests that the negotiating parties are really close to a settlement and that all they need is a little bit more time in order to work through some details. And so it's appropriate to continue playing while you continue talking. Unfortunately, that's not our situation. We remain very far apart on some substantive and important issues. And so it's really not appropriate for us to enter into a play and talk situation, as, again, attractive as that would be. All of us are interested in the same thing. We want the music and our great musicians back on the stage. We want Symphony Hall to be alive with the sound of music, and we want to be making music for the people of this community again.
If that's the case, then why postpone through November 8th? Because that suggests, okay, you're really playing hardball with the musicians here when it might be possible, if you get a settlement fairly soon, to open the season sooner than November 8th.
Well, Dennis, certainly, if we can find agreement with the musicians, we'll get back on the stage just as quickly as possible. But we do want to be considerate of our patrons. We don't want to get into a situation in which we're evaluating each week's concert on a 3 or 4 day out basis. We want to be considerate of them. They've been very patient and very supportive of all of us. We also want to be supportive of the people who do all of the work to produce the concerts, not just our musicians, but the people who make all of the other arrangements to put great art on our stages. So looking at a slightly longer window seemed to be the most respectful thing to do. But again, if we can come to an agreement earlier, we'll get back on the stage just as quickly as possible. We don't want to miss a note of music.
This was a question I asked Virginia Heppner, the CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center, when I spoke with her a week or so ago, 2 years ago when we were in this position and an agreement was reached. The idea was broached that we're not going to come back with the idea of possibly being able to cut the number of players in the orchestra. We just won't come back to that again. And yet it appears we are coming back to that again. What happened?
Well, Dennis, I think all of us would like some guarantees in life that the stock market will always be on the upswing and that things will continuously improve. And again, what we've put on the table is not a fixed number of we're trying to shrink the size of the orchestra. We've simply talked about asking our musicians to pay a fairer share of their health care cost and to work with us in having a thoughtful and reasoned conversation anytime we have an opening of the orchestra. We have never suggested that we want to shrink the orchestra to a fixed number, only that we want to take a strategic and thoughtful approach anytime we have an opening in our ranks.
But can you understand the concern of the musicians that leaving that open-ended would simply mean, okay, management could shrink the size of the orchestra whenever it wanted without going to the musicians as part of a contract?
I do understand that, Dennis. I recognize that concern, and we've tried to do everything that we can to assure our musicians that Robert Spano, our music director, will continue to play a vibrant role, as he does now, in determining the size of the complement, but that we have to have a balance between great art and sustainable finance. And right now, we do not have a sustainable financial model. So we're asking our musicians simply to work with us to be flexible in how and when we fill openings in the orchestra, which, again, is a very different concept from saying we need to reduce the ranks of the orchestra from its current number down to some lesser number.
But looking at it as a patron might, how would that flexibility help with a sustainable financial model? Because if a patron might say, well, look, if the symphony has even the option of cutting its musicians, then it might not be the quality of orchestra that I'm trying to support, and therefore you could end up having the very thing you're fearing with the financial model.
Well, Dennis, our obligation, and if you look at what we've done over the last 2 years, we've had a smaller orchestra than we had 2 years ago, and that was part of our agreement. But our obligation is to put the right number of qualified professional musicians on stage for every rehearsal and for every concert, and to deliver the great quality musical experiences that our audiences have come to expect from us, and we will absolutely not back away from that at any time.
So now that part of the season has been postponed, is the symphony prepared to make any sort of compromise offer at this point to the musicians, or are you waiting for the musicians to simply adopt the position, your latest contract offer, which was a 4.5%, a 4-year deal with a 4.5% pay raise escalating up to that point?
Dennis, I can't get into details of contract negotiations in public discourse, but what I can tell you is that we have offered again to our musicians that we're ready to meet with them, we're ready to negotiate, and we've even suggested a federal mediator who might come in and help bridge the differences between us and make sure that we're hearing each other's perspectives and understanding each other's positions. So I think both parties want the same thing. We want to get the music back on the stage, and we're simply looking for ways to do that.
Would you be willing to meet with ASO Players Association officials without a mediator? In other words, just face-to-face across the table, anytime, anywhere?
Absolutely. We've suggested to the musicians that we're more than willing to meet at any time with them. We had conversations with them throughout the winter and spring. We'll be glad to sit down with them. We'll be glad to sit down with a mediator or without. Again, I think we're all interested in the same solutions.
Will this lockout and this postponement hurt the very fundraising you're trying to improve to sustain the financial model?
Dennis, one of the things that we've heard consistently from our patrons, our audiences, our funders, is that they love the ASO, they love the music that we make, they want us to be financially sustainable. And what they've said to us is, if we can find a way to financial stability, they can be even more generous to us than they may have been in the past, because they will understand that we are a going concern and that we've behaved in a financially responsible way. So a lot of what we're doing, we're taking our cue from our audiences and from our funders. So no, I don't think people are going to turn away from us. I think that they'll turn toward us.
You mentioned a more realistic distribution of the healthcare costs for the musicians. As I've been looking at social media on this, and as you might expect, some of that's been a little heated, your own compensation has come up as an issue. Are you willing to talk about that with the musicians?
Dennis, my compensation is established by the board of directors. It's not part of the collective bargaining agreement, nor is Robert Spano's compensation or anybody else's. This is not about our compensation.
If I'm not mistaken, the conductors have said, look, orchestra, talk to these musicians. We support them. Have you spoken with Mr. Spano or Donald Runicles or any of the folks who are on the podium?
Robert and Donald occupy a unique position in any contract negotiations. They are interested parties, but they do their best to remain as neutral as possible because what they want when all is said and done, and we will get through this and we will get music back on our stages, and when all is said and done, they will be our music directors and conductors, and they will lead all of us.
Dr. Stanley Romenstein is president and CEO of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, which today announced it's calling off its season-opening concert set for this Thursday and all concerts through November 8th because of the contract deadlock with the musicians. Dr. Romenstein, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. It's always a pleasure.